Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pro football full circle.
Circling. Oh, look out. Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown. Oh, Kenyon Drake. A miracle.
Murray heaves it downfield. It is caught. DeAndre Hopkins. Miraculous.
Fires. Mike Sims.
Oh, there is no tomorrow. The Super Bowl is here. Welcome to Pro Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159. Joe Lisi, George Kurtz, and hopefully Mike Carver will be here for the next 2 hours getting you prepped and ready for Super Bowl action. Some news and notes around the league. Miami, they have a new head coach, former offensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, Mike McDaniel, takes over. We'll see if he can lead the Dolphins back to the playoffs 9-8 in 2021. New Orleans has a situation with their running back, George Alvin Kamara, was arrested in Las Vegas this weekend, assault and battery, and that goes to the Pro Bowl, right? The AFC stepped up yesterday, dominating performance, 41-35. They get the cover, but more importantly, what was going on in terms of the tackling in that ball game last night in Las Vegas?
Were you surprised? I wasn't surprised. We talked about this all of last week. Listen, I know I hit it a couple of times. No one wants to get hurt in this game. This game's a joke. If you want to watch football, you know, you don't watch this game. You always want to enjoy, see players have fun, see some screwing around like that. You know, the Diggs brothers going at each other was kind of entertaining, things like that. Fine. But if you're looking for a football game, this is not where you want to be. Listen, I do not blame these players for a Pro Bowl. Remember, these guys, nobody's playing in the Super Bowl here. These guys now have, what, 2-3 months off until minicamp starts, the draft comes, and all this other stuff. No one wants to get hurt. No one wants to rehab. No one wants to break a bone, tear a ligament, or even get a minor injury. No one wants to deal with that anymore. So I'm not surprised by this. I didn't watch much of it at all. I mean, it was on, but I wasn't really paying attention because, you know, it's not a football game. It's just not. You know, I will thank Scott Wetzel very much. He insisted that I bet the AFC, so happy about that. And we had the over there. I think most of us had the over. I just can't bet an under in a Pro Bowl because I don't want to root for an under. Now, you know, it's going to be 1,000-point score. So it's not football, Joe. I didn't expect it to be football. I'm not disappointed it wasn't football. It is what it is. If you're expecting anything more, then I honestly don't know what to tell you.
Well, they're getting 80 grand to win that ball game. That's number one. I understand that, but from the money aspect and the monetary value, I mean, 80 grand is still 80 grand. I mean, some families don't even make that in a given day or a year, right? Think about that. So, I mean, money's on the line. And then at the end of the day, if you're not going to tackle, why not just make it a flag football game at that point and then dial back the amount of money that you get? Maybe you're not going to get as many fans in the seats. They can come out, they can meet and greet, autograph session, and maybe take pictures. And that's a way for fans to become more involved in terms of their favorite players, because at the end of the day, you still have a product to put out there, George. And even though there was a lack of tackling, there were points. I mean, the total was set, like you mentioned, 61.5, 62. It got as high in game, 100. You know, 100 for an in-game total in terms of a professional game. We see that at the college level all the time in terms of the back-and-forth games. Some games get into the 60s. Where a couple got into the 70s back in the day, especially LSU and Texas A&M. But for the most part, people are gambling on this too. So how do you take into account the player's safety? How do you take into account the sports gambling aspect? And then tie them together where you have a unique product that everybody's happy with?
I don't see how it's going to work, not in a physical game like football. I mean, look at the two physical sports we have, football and hockey. Hockey's the same thing. Hockey doesn't even pretend, by the way. They don't even play 5-on-5. They play 3-on-3. Wide open, let's play some offense here. Yeah, is it fair to the goaltenders? No, but there's no hitting in hockey. No one's hitting each other. There's very little hitting. And no one's even bothering to play defense. A 3-on-3 negates that because you have a lot of 2-on-1s. It's the same thing in football. I mean, listen, I'm listening to the I'm looking at the quotes here from former NFL players, Hall of Famers. Shannon right. Sharp, are they not tackling anymore in the Pro Bowl? I'm sorry, but this isn't football. I played this game numerous times, and I love the NFL, but this is embarrassing. And I understand it. I understand why they would be hurt by it. And I understand back in the day they wanted to win more. But also Sean back in the Taylor. Day, you said they get 80 grand. That get that what do they get? 80 grand for the winners, 40 grand for the losers. So that extra 40 grand meant something. Because they weren't making millions upon millions of dollars here, which all these guys that are in the Pro Bowl likely are here. You know, so Deion Sanders, Lord help me, I'm watching the Pro Bowl, and I remember when we were so proud and appreciative of that accolade. We went to Hawaii to prove we were more than worthy, so we competed at practice and in the game. I wanted you to know that prime was prime. What happened and when? In other words, he was playing his best at all times. He was never going to embarrass himself. They don't care about that anymore. It's not as important. But like I said, they're not hiding it either. We all know this. I'm on the place, though, either the Pro Bowl, either we need to accept it or the Pro Bowl needs to go away. Just go away.
Well, you remember the tackle from Sean Taylor on the fake punt not too long ago. He drilled that punt. And you know what? Good for him. I love to see players step up like that. And that's why Sean Taylor will go down as one of the best defensive backs during his time. I mean, just dominated when he played the game. And that's what you want to see. It's a physical sport. Now, I will say, watching the hockey in terms of the NHL All-Star game, okay, let me just tell you, I think I could score on one of those goalies. I can't skate, but I tell you what, going right in there, I could get in there. The way they were doing that skills competition, George, come on. I was watching that. Terrible.
That was a joke.
Come on.
It was all
come
a joke.
Now.
I mean, yeah.
Let me ask you this. We'll talk about it on the back end, but Mac Jones did step up with 112 yards, one touchdown, one interception. You mentioned Justin Herbert, 7 of 11, 98 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick. So he did get MVP with Max Crosby. When we come back, we'll get you set for that big game in L.A., Cincinnati and the Rams coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Full circle. Joe Lisi, George Kurtz, Mike Carver will be calling in live from LA. The Sports Grid team is out there covering Super Bowl 56. Doesn't get better than this. Live line on the game right now does have the LA Rams 4-point favorites, minus 112 on FanDuel. Total set at 48.5 at minus 110. Either way, George. FanDuel does it again. They added even more props to the potential that we have. We have a smorgasbord, a buffet of prop bets for Super Bowl 56, George. And I have to be honest with you, there's a couple that they added within the recent days that I'm jumping on. They now have either Matt Stafford, Joe Burrow's first pass attempt, either complete or intercepted, touchdown or interception first. I mean, that's fantastic when you look at the ability to really pick and choose some of these great bets throughout Super Bowl 56.
Yeah, it makes you wonder more what they don't have than what they do have, right? I mean, really you can almost hit on anything. Hit on anything. Like, what's going to be your first? I mean, what bet you're going to have that could be the first thing that happens to you? Like, my first bet, I'm not going to bet the national anthem. I doubt it. Maybe I'll bet the over. I would never bet the under on that either. I always believe they want to, you know, hey, it's the national anthem. The Super Bowl, you want to sing. You want to be on there for as long as you can. So take the over. And I'm probably not betting the coin towards. Let's face it. That's a complete 50-50. Who the hell knows? But my first bet that they could actually happen, I am betting that opening kickoff goes out of the end zone. No way it's returned. No way. Is that opening? That'll be my first in-game bet.
You're going to be a loser right from the start. And then I hate to tell you that, but you're going to be a dead loser. It's L.A., theatrics, the fanfare, the hoopla, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Leo, maybe a little Matthew McConaughey. I mean, come on. You got to return it. That's going to be the one thing I think definite. They are returning the opening kick to just get the fans amped up. I feel very good about that. That, to me, is not even like a game bet. That's like a given to me. George, I mean, the fact that you think they're going to kick it out of the end zone, tell me why. Like, tell me why you believe that. They're going to want to showcase this game front and center stage, especially with the negativity surrounding the league this week with the Brian Flores situation and everything we saw develop in recent days.
What does the Flores situation have to do with the opening kickoff? The return is not going, oh, I got to return this now because the NFL is not diversifying well at the head coaching position. Oh, come on. That has nothing to do with that.
Dead loser.
I say, well, I'm going to go I'm going to go the same area you were going, though. Because everyone's going to be jazzed, that kick is going to boot the ball 900 miles. 900 miles. If it's not out of the end zone, it'll be deep enough in the end zone where that return is not returning it. He's just okay. Not. He's not. It's not going to be. Especially if it's McPherson. McPherson will hit it to the third row. So, yeah, that'll be, that's going to be my first bet, that the kick, the opening kick will not be returned. It'll be a touchback. If he kicks it out of bounds, I would lose. So, by the way, I can see that happening, too, because he's so jazzed up, so nervous, they actually shank the damn thing. But, no, they got to kick this ball 80 yards, be out of the end zone.
All right, well, here's what they added that I really like in terms of the quarterbacks. They have the highest quarterback rating of the game, which is interesting. Not, you know, not yards, not props, the highest quarterback rating for the Super Bowl, George. So would you buy into that? Player to have the highest rating, Joe Burrow at minus 115. They're both minus 115. I mean, I would take a shot on that. Joe Burrow, what did he complete? 70% of his passes, second half of the season? Stepping up in a big spot? You have Stafford, oh, he could be a little erratic. But, I mean, you don't need yards. You don't need touchdowns. You do, but in the end, you're not battling with that. You just need the quarterback to have the highest rating. You got a basically a 50-50 shot.
And that's what is that the problem? It basically is a 50-50 shot. I mean, there's no really much we can analyze here. If anyone throws, if either one throws an interception, they're toast. I do lean towards Burrow. I don't think I'll bet this, but I do lean towards Burrow here because Stafford always seems to throw one interception. And this is one, by the way, you can get screwed. You know, end of the half, a Hail Mary. You know, let's see what happens here. Because it's at the end of the half. Oh, intercepted. Oh, you just lost your bet now. You know, so that could happen there, too. I would lean towards Burrow here. I do, because I think he's going to have the better statistical game. Because I think he's going to have the better statistical game. So I would lean towards Burrow for this one. But I don't feel any big. I keep going through my head now. You've actually started to convince me a little bit. Maybe I should go Burrow here.
I'm going to convince you on this next one.
Like, oh, Burrow does make some sense.
I'm going to convince you on this next one, and it's positive money. You're going to love this one. Okay, let me lay this out for you. We have wide receivers in this ballgame that are very athletic. Ja'Marr Chase, OBJ, Cooper Kupp, right? Not only do they catch the football, yards after the catch, catch and run. We could utilize these players on fly sweeps. And we've seen these players, especially OBJ, throw the football, right, in terms of reverses and trick plays. So FanDuel says, okay, total number of players to have a pass attempt. Over and under is 2.5. Okay, Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford, even if they get hurt, now you got a third guy coming in. Okay? Plus 155 to the over, Georgie boy. Are you kidding me? They're giving money away.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I like this as well here. As you said, we don't have to count on the injury. Just anybody doing a halfback pass or maybe, we know OBJ can throw. Remember? He can throw.
Right.
He really can throw, so we know he could be back there doing it. That wouldn't shock me. A fake punt where they throw it. The Rams also like to do those fake punts. You know, they've done it before here, so I'll take a shot on that. And as you said, of course, an injury, you're an automatic winner here.
Right,
so,
automatic winner.
All right, I'll go for that as well. I think that's one of the.
All right, put that down, George.
That's what I can add something to it. I feel where we could win it. So, yeah, give me the plus money on that, absolutely.
All right, I think there's no way we could lose. Where's this sure thing, George? This is money. Just count it already. Put three bills down, four bills. Put a grand on this. This is a guarantee we're gonna get this. I'm telling you. FanDuel, you wanna dangle the carrot in front of our face? We'll take it. Here's one that I do like, and I talked about this with Wetzel. On Saturday on Pro Football Today. First quarterback sacked. You think Burrow because of the offensive line. Breakdowns, he was sacked 9 times against Tennessee, 4 times against Kansas City, but he's still a mobile quarterback. You know where Matt Stafford's going to be. He's basically a pinata, as a statue, even though he's gotten some running yards over the last couple of weeks. I don't care. He's basically stationary. Going up against Sam Hubbard, Trey Hendrickson, he's plus 140 to be sacked first. That's another one of the bets that I'm putting down for the week.
Yeah, this is one I'll be on as well here. I do think it'll be Burrow only because I can make an argument that it could be Stafford because I don't think Cincinnati's going to pass a lot at first. I think they're going to want to try and soften the Rams up or at least let them think about run, stop the run. We're going to give it to Mixon before they start teeing off. But I'm still going to go that Aaron Donald or, once again, Von Miller, Floyd. Somebody gets through there and sacks Burrow first. Of course, the offensive line. We know Cincinnati's offensive line is worse than the Rams as well here. So I'll be on this as well. Like I said,
I'm on Stafford.
I know you are. I'm on the – I said it as well. That's my bad. I'm going to go against you and go with Burrow. Although I don't dislike the Stafford one. I don't because, once again, I can see him getting sacked as well. We know Hendrickson – I got to think that 2 weeks break is going to help him with that shoulder, and so he'll be as close to 100% healthy as he can get. So I don't mind that either. I'm going to go with the chalk here, though, and I'm going to go with Burrow gets sacked first.
Minus 180. Now, let me ask you, now that you had a couple more days over the weekend to think about the actual game, I know you worked pro football today with me, Mike Blewett, yesterday as well. I know you think in favor it's going to be a lower-scoring game. I totally disagree. I think it's going to be points aplenty. We're going to get into the high 50s, even potentially 60s in this ball game. Have you changed your assessment? Because I'm locked and loaded on Cincinnati, plus the 4, also like them at plus 166 on the money line, and I'm over the total 48.5 as my best bet. But have you changed or leaned in terms of still believing that the LA Rams, in your opinion, are going to pull this ball game out?
No, I still believe it's going to be the Rams, and I don't think it's going to be a low scoring game, just lower than you. I think it'll be right around the number. I have, like I said, 24-21, 24-23, 27-21, somewhere around there. So I have it just barely under, which means I won't be a hard bet on the under, by the way. A little bit. Certainly not a best bet at all here. But I'm still on the Rams and the under.
Yeah, you want to take a shot on the money line with the LA Rams? They're minus 198 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. When we come back, we'll talk about some other props. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Pro Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi, George Kurtz, and we woke up Mike Carver from LA with the cucumber mask on and the silk eye mask, hanging out with
please.
Leo.
Mikey,
there was a show today. What happened?
All right. Well, listen, come on now, Joe. Let's be fair. You know that we're out here in Los Angeles coming to you from the beautiful LA Convention Center. It's outstanding here right now, but you know, we got a lot of shows here. There's a lot of things happening. This was the first one that's radio only, so we had to make sure things were on the up and up, Joe. So I'm sorry I'm a little late. George is hanging with us as well, but I'm here, Joe. I mean, what do you want me to do? I could have bailed on you for the entire 2 hours, but we are here live in L.A. We've got left coast, we've got right coast, east coast, west coast. Let's rock, Joe. Come on.
I am rocking. And I don't know if you heard earlier in terms of the previous segment, but I talked George in. There's no way we can lose the 2.5 players throwing a pass in this ballgame, and FanDuel's giving us plus 155, Carver. I mean, that's like money. That's like a given. Well, that's 99.9% going to happen.
Let me just tell you something, Joe. There's always a way to lose everything, okay? So just stop with the there's no way that we can win or lose. Of course you could always lose. Now it's 2.5. It's two
positive.
2.5.
Positive.
2.5 to throw a pass. Is that what you're saying? Players. So we know that both quarterbacks are going to throw a pass. Now, what are our options here for who can throw the other pass? Now, I was saying this to either you the other day or somebody else. Didn't we say that the Bengals really haven't thrown the bag of tricks out this year? Like, they haven't done a lot of
correct.
This. Crazy stuff with running backs throwing the ball. But the Rams have with Beckham. The Rams had the 50-yard play with Beckham in the Tampa game, didn't they? So I guess that George, right? George, this stuff's on the table, isn't it? I think it's possible to happen.
Oh, I like it. I'm in as well. And Beckham was the first name I brought up as well. We know he can throw the football. We knew that from the Giant days. We know that from, as you mentioned, the Tampa Bay game. And this is not even counting. What if an injury? What if a guy, you know, bro, has to go out for a play or two, or a series or two, or anybody, Stafford? We'll take a chance on that. Plus, the Rams, you mentioned bag of tricks. They like their fake punts at times as well. I don't think they'll be afraid to throw that out there. And Hecker could throw the football also. Actually, he throws the ball very well for a punter. He can be the backup quarterback.
How about that, Joe? George throwing in a little Johnny Hecker to throw the football on Sunday.
Say this, Carver, and well, that's if everything goes right? A designed fake punt. What happens if the holder drops the ball and he's out, you know, Oklahoma, Oklahoma! And he's out running for his life on the outside, and like all of a sudden, right? You have Eli Apple closing in on, you know, Matt Gay, or like, that's what I want to say. Lay him out! That's what I want to say as he throws like a 2-yard pass. That's the situation.
Tell me again, Joe. What's the yes for this? 150? Is it plus 150?
Plus 155 over 2.5. And let's not forget, if either quarterback, let's say their helmet comes off, right? There goes Brandon Allen in for Joe Burrow. He can chuck it. I'm just saying.
Ooh, Joe brings up a very interesting point here. That you know what? Maybe somebody gets banged up or dinged up for a play, and they've got to come in, and somebody's got to take a couple of snaps. Wow.
Right. No-brainer, Carver. This is as guaranteed as you can get.
Nothing's a no-brainer. Stop with the no-brainer. There's no such thing as no-brainer.
We're too far ahead to lose. Think positive. You're in L.A. now. We're going to be stars out there. You're wearing the Joe Burrow glasses.
I'm not wearing the Joe Burrow glasses. Do you want to hear about Los Angeles? Is that something that you're interested in, Joe? Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, why not? Tell us about your experience.
I got up so much on New York time. I haven't quite gone to the basically because of how early I got to be here and do things with you. I'm trying to stay on as close as I can. So I've been up at 5:30 a.m. L.A. time the last 2 days, which is still late for me considering the kids usually have me up at home at what, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. So I've actually gotten a little bit more sleep than I normally would get in a situation like this. But I did go out yesterday morning, Joe. I wanted to take one of those little walks, you know, just to keep myself honest out here in L.A. And there was a chill in the air, Joe. I mean, you would have thought, you know, it was a
can we
nice
define chill?
Fall. It was in like the high 40s, low 50s, George. It had a little chill, like if you were getting up on a Saturday morning in October and going to Happy Valley to see Penn State play Ohio State. Like it had that kind of chill in the air. And I thought of Joe Lisi immediately, like this is the kind of blue collar at least he's going to love the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. And then about 6 hours later, Joe, it was 85 and sunny, baby, and you had to get the shades out. It was unbelievable.
That's what I hate about going to Vegas, in the sense of first time I was in Vegas, I went there, and I'm walking around on the strip, and it's like, you know, it's starting to get late, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. I'm like, it's freezing here, right? You're in the desert, right? I never thought. I'm like, it's Vegas, no big deal, no jacket, freezing. At the end of the night, I'm like, I'll never do that again. So I understand that. But I thought that at least Cardano and everybody would give at least let you, you know, work in the hyperbaric chamber, the oxygen chamber. Get Carver ready for the 3-hour, you know, time lapse and the delay, you know?
I mean, we're good. I mean, everybody's got to do what they have to do. I basically, because of the times that I have to be here, now this is only 2 days in. By the time we get to Wednesday or Thursday, Joe, depending on etc. You know, I'm sure there's going to be some things to do as more people get into town. But for the first 2 days here, I've pretty much been, you know, solid with an East Coast time schedule. I've gone to sleep at 10 o'clock at night, which is like going to sleep at 1 in the morning at home. I've woken up at 5:30 a.m., which is like waking up at 8:30 at home, which is already an hour plus more sleep than I usually get. So far, Joe, things have been really good in the sleep department. But like I said, as the week moves on and more people get here and it's more like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing after the show? Right. Oh, you want to get a beer? What do you want to do?
Right.
Suddenly, Joe, we'll start burning the candle at both ends by the time we get to Thursday or Friday.
I just saw your picture. You look fantastic. You don't look a day over 46. You look great. You look beautiful. You look,
really?
Yeah, you look well-rested. You look good, partner. I mean, you look
Let me see. I just saw. Oh, man, look You're at that. Rebecca just put this up. It looks outstanding. Yes. Look at that. That's awesome. Does. You're right, Joe.
I know.
You're right. Now, can I get like a selfie of you sitting at home, and we could do a side by side and see how great you look? I
mean, I'll send you the one in the sauna where I'm like OBJ.
Oh yeah.
I'll send you that
a shot of Joe in the sauna with like the white towel over your head.
Right.
You know, let's do all that, Joe. You gotta send just because you're still back on the East Coast. You gotta get involved too, Joe. Come on.
Yes, I will get involved. Nothing could sway me. I already told George, I'm in. You're not talking me out of it. Bengals plus 166 money line, alternate spread. I'm going East Coast style. We're knocking the crap out of the L.A. market and the L.A. Rams in this ballgame.
George, we're not going to be able to move this guy, huh? He's not going to be able to figure it out that the Bengals aren't going to win this game. He's not figuring that out yet. He went through the whole bye week, George, and he still believes that the Bengals are going to win this football game by a lot, too. It's amazing.
Rooting-wise, I'd like to see the Bengals win. I really would. Rooting-wise, betting-wise, I don't, because I'm going to be on the Rams. It's just that I do think they're a year or two ahead of schedule here. I think there are holes in the Bengals game, their offensive line. I think the secondary can be beat as well. I mean, how are they going to match up against Kupp? That's going to be an issue. Yeah. Are they going to double him one-on-one against OBJ, who's proven that he can still beat you and be a nightmare here? Are they not going to commit to stopping the run at all? Will Cam Akers be able to do whatever he wants? I said, I hope the Bengals win. I truly do hope the Bengals win. I kind of like the Bengals. I've always dug the uniforms, the helmet, the stripes. I kind of like all that jazz there. He's like Ken Anderson back in the day for whatever reason. But I just don't see how they can do it. Not that I think the Rams are a great team. I don't. I just think the Rams are better than the Bengals. That's all.
Now, George, you know that Joe always makes a big deal about what uniforms the teams are wearing. Like, he almost factors that into his cap. Believe it or not, like there's times where like Joe, like this, he did this all college football season. You know, well, they're wearing these. That's a winner. They're gonna win the game. All this is gonna happen. Now, Joe, you've seen what they're wearing, right? You know that the Bengals are going with the black tops with the orange shoes, and they're doing all that. But Joe, you got to admit, Rams look sweet, man. That's a sweet look with the yellow pants. The Rams are gonna look good on Sunday, and you know it, Joe. You know it.
They're going to look like that Ferrari.
Admit it.
That looks
admit
like
it.
That.
Admit it, Joe. Admit it. No. That they got the better uniforms on Sunday.
No, not at all. Black is better. I'm a black, gray guy. I love the Raiders uniforms. I love what Cincinnati does. And you know what? If they wear all black, that's fine. Now, I will say, I know that, like, the last 17 games, the teams that won the dark unis are, like, 3-14. I don't care. You think Joe Burrow cares about that? If there's one cat that could turn around the mojo from the uniform type of thing, it's Joe Burrow. I'm riding with the guy that doesn't care. He's got ice in his veins, and he's the trigger man of that offense. That's what I'm rolling with. Go Joey Silk. That's my new nickname for Joe Burrow.
Now, I like that you did that, Joe, because I said this to you a couple weeks ago. This dude needs a new name. Everybody's running around calling him Joe Cool. That's Joe Montana. Joey Ice. That's Matty Ice. This guy needed a name, and you did it, Joe. Joe Lisi, Go for the Two, has made it happen. You have come up with a nickname for Joe Burrow. Joey Silk.
Smooth,
I like
baby.
It, Joe. But smooth, that's what you.
Smooth.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem, George. He stole this because people used to call him Joey Silk back in the day. See, Joe Lisi was probably called Joey Silk back in his day, so he knows that that name is out there and available, and we don't know that people used to call him that, George. So that's why Lisi is slipping this in the last hour. How about that?
Well, so he may not be original, right? At least he may not have an original name here, but it's a good name, Joey Silk. I kind of like it. It flows off the tongue, right? It flows off the tongue, so I don't mind Joey Silk there. Burrow, I mean, I saw last night where they were doing an interview with him. It might have been ESPN. He smokes a cigar now after every championship he wins. Now he started in college, and that's why he smokes cigars. Are they good? But like I said, it's amazing for a second-year player to have done this, right? To be this kind of a personality already as a quarterback? Yeah. Good for him. He's going to be great for Cincinnati.
Well, I hope he doesn't have any – he's not going to get to smoke any cigars on Sunday. So I hope that Joe got used to smoking cigars, because there's not one coming his way at SoFi Stadium after the game on Sunday. I'm sorry, Joe. It's not going to happen. All right. Pro Football Full Circle. We are here live from Los Angeles. Mike Carver with you. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz back in New York. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle, coming at you right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 1. It's good to have you with us today. Mike Carver with you from Los Angeles at the beautiful L.A. Convention Center. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz back at home in New York. I'm not doing this to rub things in. What's the weather over there today, boys? What do we got in New York today?
About 25, Carver. I hope you're enjoying the left coast there. It's great.
Okay,
dreary, rainy, a little snow this morning.
Okay.
You know. Great.
I was just curious. I just wanted to know. I didn't know. I haven't talked to my wife yet this morning, which probably isn't a good thing either, but I just wanted to know what was happening.
You may have had a little nip in the air, Carver. Your wife probably had to deal with what I had to deal with. Just it rained a little bit last night, and then it got cold. I was skating down to the bus stop with my kids this morning, okay? It was very icy.
Yeah, she don't want to hear that because, you know, obviously she's got to do all the stuff that I normally do when I'm at home. See, she goes to work at 6 in the morning. And, you know, I take care of the kids all morning before I do all the Sports Grid shows. So she's, you know, there's a little bit of a different, logistically things to do this week. Although I think that she left the kids at her parents' house last night, so that she probably didn't have that bad of a morning. So we'll find out after this show. All right, boys, we keep on rolling on here on Sports Grid Radio, Super Bowl 56. The Rams and the Bengals here from L.A. Very quiet here on Monday, I'll let you know. I think it'll start to ramp up as we continue to go throughout the week. We do have a couple of tables. There's got to be probably about 150, 200 tables in the room, guys. It's and a couple of them are starting to get set up. So things, by the time we get to midweek, things will really be jumping around this place. So you guys talked about this, over 2.5 people to throw a pass. I saw that they added on FanDuel also some other MVP props, not just guys to win, but they had some side MVP props, you know, position of the MVP award winner, quarterback versus any other position, Stafford versus the field, MVP on losing team, which how many times does that happen, George? What's this? Is that the Cowboys the 1 year, right? Didn't they get, who got the Super Bowl MVP on the losing team? When was the last time that happened, George? I know you know.
Super Bowl MVP on a losing team?
Yeah, it's happened once.
Super Bowl was in the 70s. I think, Super Bowl V, I think one of the defensive players got it because there was like nine turnovers
in that
game.
I'm going to find out right now.
Sucked.
I'm going to quickly get this up.
It's hard to get a Super Bowl other than a quarterback. When's the last time an MVP other than a quarterback had it?
Okay, Chuck Howley,
Howley.
The Cowboys lost to the Baltimore Colts. Ugly 16-13 game. That was the last time. So this doesn't happen more. So the plus 5,500, we're not going to go to that, Joe. I know that you like going with crazy bets, but you can't go with Super Bowl MVP on the losing team. You're not going to do that.
No, but outside the obviously usual suspects, both quarterbacks, Aaron Donald, I talked about Saturday, Evan McPherson at 100-1 potentially. If it is a lower scoring game and he kicks a game winner again, you have that culmination of the buildup up to Evan McPherson, where it's not like the first time that he's doing it, right? Like Vinatieri did in a couple of the Super Bowls where, you know, he pulls the game out. If he does it now in three straight games, and let's say he kicks four or five field goals, and it's a crazy game, 23-21, and Evan McPherson is a majority of the points, he can win it at 100-1.
I don't know. George, you're in on a kicker winning the MVP of the Super Bowl? I don't know if I could do that. They didn't. I mean, let's think about times that a kicker could have won. Like Vinatieri in the Rams-Patriot one, he kicked two, kicked a tie and a kick to win, right? They didn't give it to him. I don't know. I think that that's a very, very tough hill to climb, right, George?
You're looking at a record. I don't think a low-scoring game gets it, by the way. I don't think a kicker's going to get that. I think you're looking at a game where the final score is 21-13, and by 21, I mean 7 field goals. You know, that's what I think you're looking at there. Where every point came via the kick and maybe even a couple of bombs. Come on, they do not want to award MVP to a kicker. That being said, even Joe knows this. If you're making this bet, the odds of you winning are astronomical. You probably have a better chance of winning the Powerball.
It's a major dart throw.
Right, it's a blind dart throw from 100 feet away backwards.
Right. No, I agree with you. And Joe, you know that. Even though you're going to play it, because, I love you, Joe. I mean, you're in on everything. You're going to play this Evan McPherson, but you know that there's a reason why it's 100-1.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm playing him in conjunction.
Shot.
Right, and I'm playing him in coordination with the team I think is going to win. So I'm playing Chase
play?
At 22-1. Right.
What? You're going to play Burrow. How many guys are you going to play for MVP from the Bengals side?
Three. I'm doing Chase, McPherson, and Burrow, which means Mixon will probably win it.
And here's I almost don't want to play the quarterbacks, Joe. Like, I don't think that there's enough. Like, I know the quarterback usually wins the majority of the time. I need juice for the MVP, and the quarterbacks just aren't giving me enough at 120 and 230. I need more. So why don't you take Burrow out? And why don't you put Mixon in at 40-1? Why don't you actually win yourself a couple bucks, Joe, instead of trying to nickel and dime me with Joe Burrow at plus 230? Why don't you actually try to win something?
I always try to win something, Carver, but we're talking MVP. This is not going to be a bet that I'm like, oh, I need to win this bet. I'm looking to hit everything else, but I am looking to see if FanDuel allows you to put the MVP in like a same game parlay, because that I would do. That's a way to protect yourself where if you think the Bengals are going to win, well, now you, instead of taking the plus 166 on the money line, now you're getting 2-1 where most likely Burrow's going to hoist the hardware for MVP, right? Unless a miracle happens.
Well, you can't put the MVP winner in a same game parlay. But, Joe, here's something that you can do if you're feeling strong. You can put the Super Bowl MVP in a parlay with other championships. Remember we messed around with this a couple weeks ago? So you can put – it's like putting a championship. So you could put Burrow with the 230 with, you know, Gonzaga to win the NCAA tournament and, you know, the Dodgers to win the World Series. Like, you can put those – you can put it in those type of bets as a parlay, but you can't put it in an SGP for the game itself. So that's why.
And I took Burrow in terms of scoring a touchdown at 5-1 and did exactly that. You know, with an NCAA Final Four and obviously LSU at 150-1 to win the college football playoff. And here's I'll get George's take. Here's the same game parlay I put in over the weekend. Joe Burrow over 325. Over 48.5 in the game. Jamar Chase over 100+. T. Higgins 80+. OBJ over his total is 63.5. And Boyd over his 39.5 on a small bet. It's actually plus 36.67 in terms of that same game parlay.
All right, me and George have to catch up here. Give me that slowly, Joe. Hold on a second here. You spit all that out at me at once. Give me again. How many legs is this, Joe? How many legs is
five.
This parlay?
Six.
All right,
six.
Go ahead. Fire it away.
Burrow,
one more time.
325.
Okay.
Over in the game, 48.5.
Okay.
Chase at 100.
Okay.
Higgins at 80.
Okay.
OBJ over 63.5, which is his total, and Boyd over his total of 39.5.
See, you could have had me, and George, I don't mind this, but you got too much Bengal stuff going on in it. Like, even if the Bengals have an enormous day and he does throw for over 325 and all, like, you've got every receiver in there. Like, George, we know this. In all these Bengal games, there's one guy who just falls by the wayside, whether it's Boyd or whether it's Uzuma. There's always a guy, George, that isn't there. So I think that Joe should maybe try to supplement maybe one of the Bengal receivers for maybe one more guy on the Rams. What do you think, George?
My first thought when I saw this was, when was the last time the top three receivers on a team all went over their number? Same thing as Carver's saying here. Well, my first thought was, wow, you want all three guys to hit their number. I mean, bro, Boyd at 39. If he's done with 325, yeah, Boyd has to get up with 39. I can see that. I do think Chase, you know, I don't hate this, because I do think Chase will probably get over, in this scenario, that he's done for at least 326. And once again, Chase probably gets over 100. I might worry about the Higgins one more than anything else, because it does seem like there have been a bunch of weeks where Chase has gone off and Higgins has done nothing, or very little. Right. So that'd be but then again, I don't think Ramsey's gonna follow Chase all over the field. That's my guess here. I think Ramsey's just gonna play his left side because of Higgins.
Ramsey's scared. He's scared. He never follows the main guy around. He's gotta stay on his one side.
I don't think that's Ramsey. I think that's the other cornerback, by the way. I think this guy on the right side can't play the left side. But I also think it's because the thinking on the Rams is, you know what, Higgins is pretty damn good too. Why even bother messing around and, you know, changing everything around on defense? Ramsey will either cover Higgins or he'll cover Chase.
Right.
You know, so listen, you do a 16 parlay, you know the odds of you winning aren't good here. But I don't dislike this. I don't. My only problem is this. I think this bet is shot from the beginning, because I don't think Burrow's going to throw a 325+. I don't see that happening. And I don't like the over 48.5 either. I think it's an under. So that's my issue right there. This is why I wouldn't do it. I have the unders here.
No, this only works, George, like you say, if you think this game's going to be like Joe thinks, which is why. And Joe, I'm not trying to poke holes in. I think that it's. I actually kind of like it, from my perspective, even though I think the Rams are going to win, because I think that the Rams are going to blow them out, and I think that the 325 is very attainable because they could be throwing a lot in the second half trying to catch up. So that's why this is actually a good bet, even if you think the Rams are going to win, Joe. I just think you have maybe one too many Bengals, and maybe we could swap it for a Ram. That's all that I'm asking for you, Joe. That's all that I'm asking.
All right, I'll tone it down. I mean, I'm open to discussion on that, Carver. I mean, we could have a therapy session on it. We could sit down on the couch and discuss.
Which Bengals receiver would you take out if you were to take one out?
I'd probably Boyd. I think that Boyd's the guy that I want to take.
I can't take him out. I'm married to him. And that's part of the problem. I'm married to him.
You see, Joe's married to him because Joe has played the Tyler Boyd props every single game for the last 6 weeks, and he hasn't hit for him. And he hasn't hit for him once. So Joe now knows if he goes away from Tyler Boyd, Tyler Boyd's going to have 7 for $135 and 2 touchdowns on Sunday. That's why Joe can't let go of it. He's not going to allow that to happen. He can't let go, George. That's the problem. Am I right?
I don't plan that. I do the same thing, by the way. I'd be afraid of the same exact thing.
I'm telling you, I'm zoned in. I know have to play his alternate spread in terms of receiving in this game, too. I have to get up there at 70-plus.
I'll give you a perfect example, Joe. I will not go away from the Van Jefferson longest catch. I can't do it because I've been there every week. I don't care. I've been there every week. And this will be the week that he catches some 45-yard pass, and I'm going to sit there holding tickets every week for him to go over 18.5 longest catch. And if he has it this week and I'm not involved, Joe, it's going to bother me, just like you with Tyler Boyd. So it's the same thing, Joe. We're on the same. I feel you on that part. It's completely understandable to me. By the way, you're getting in on Van Jefferson that longest catch again, Joe.
17.5 now, Carver. He's going down. He was at 18.5 a couple of weeks ago in the earlier games. Now he's 17.5. He's playing with a bruised hammy, isn't he?
But here's the thing. It's only going to take one catch, Joe. Just like in the Arizona game. He only had one catch, but it was for 37 yards or whatever it was. It only takes one catch. That's it. And we hit this. We're in on Van. I'm not letting you get off. You want to drag me across the coals with Tyler Boyd. I'm going to drag you across the coals with the longest catch for Van Jefferson, Joe.
If we take Jefferson, we have to take OBJ at 22.5. That's like, come on.
Oh, I'm in on that, too. I'm in on that as well.
I think he can do that with his eyes closed.
I think that's short. I mean, Joe, you think there's going to be 1,000 yards of offense, so why don't you just play? Why don't you play every overcatch? You should play every guy, blind bet it, over the longest reception, every player on the board. Come on, Joe. I mean, you're betting everything anyway. You might as well go in.
Boy, this 17.
Pro football full circle. Mike Carver here in L.A., Joe Lisi and George Kurtz in New York. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro football full circle. Right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us today. Carver in L.A., Lisi and Kurtz back on the East Coast. Slightly chilly, not chilly here, as the sun has been shining all week long. And no, Joe, I'm not doing this on purpose. Like, I'm not trying to dig it to you. I know how much you love vitamin B and sun and getting vitamin D, whatever it is, laying out in the sun, getting the tan working. I know how much you love that, Joe. So that's why I'll take some pictures for you as I go along here.
I'm not a big tan guy. Only in the sun.
Really?
I'm not one of those guys. Yeah, I'm not one of those dudes that needs the spray tan like in December, like here in Jersey. That's not my style. Nah. Not
I thought that.
I mean, I love to lay out come summer. Don't get me wrong, but outside of that, I don't need to.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought you were a booth guy, Joe. I thought that you were a 12-month a year hit the booth guy. That's what I thought that you were. I apologize. Yeah. I'm sorry that I pigeonholed you as that, Joe.
You pigeonholed me. You know, I don't feel the need to look orange like some of these dudes. You know what I mean? Or like some of the guys that it looks great, dude, bro.
There's a lot of that in LA.
It's like I wish somebody would be honest. You look orange. You look like a tangerine. Like
there's a lot of that out
buckle
here.
Buckle up.
It's all over the place. I mean, it's everywhere. Like people are looking like that, and it's. But they're going to get an opportunity to get some real tan this week. Guys like Scotty, I mean, I don't know, Pharrell might be in the mornings, like sitting out there, like on the roof of the hotel, just trying to get as many rays as he can before he comes over here to the convention center. That seems like the situation that he's going to be involved in. So we have, of course, a lot more to do. We have hour number two coming your way. Pro Football Full Circle right here. We are in Los Angeles. I am in Los Angeles. Sports Grid is in Los Angeles. Lisi and Kurtz at home on the East Coast. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.